We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2084. It's been 36 years since the Jews left Egypt, and they're traveling through the desert. And at that time, there's a great war in the territory of Israel, a war between Sihon and Moab. Our tradition is that this war is important to us because Hashem forbade us from attacking Moab. And when Sihon conquers swaths of territory from Moab, that will enable us to take those territories from Sihon. In the story of Yiftach, the Moabite Empire claims, you should give us back all those lands. And Israel says, we didn't take them from you. You lost them to Sihon. We conquered them from Sihon. It's history, excuse the pun. Back to our story. So there's a war, and Sihon goes to war against Moab. And Sihon hires a man by the name of Beor. He is one of the advisors. And Beor has a son named Bilam. Bilam then Beor. And he hires the two of them to curse Moab so that they will be successful in their war against Moab. And then they're standing there cursing as Sihon attacks Moab. And in fact, Sihon is victorious. And the world will attribute that victory to Bilam and his father, Beor.
What's the connection of Beor?
Beor is the father of Bilam. He was a prophet. He was also a sorcerer of sorts. The Moabites lost many people, and many were taken into captivity. And Sihon established his governors in the city of Cheshbon, and Sihon basically took over all the great cities of Moab, and he gave great gifts, gold and silver, to Beor and Bilam, and they went back home. And that's the time that Israel is passing through the desert towards Moab, and then they want to go into Israel through Edom territory. And Edom doesn't permit them, and they go around. We approach the desert of Sin. It is now 4 years later, 2488. So this is the year we're going to enter the land of Israel. And it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's been 40 years since we left Egypt. And Miriam passes away, this week's parasha. It is the 10th of the month. And Miriam is buried there in the desert of Sin by a place called Kadesh. We have a tradition that Miriam was actually taken into the land of Israel and buried near Tveria. The Talmud says that the well that went with Miriam sunk in the sea of Tveria. The Talmud says, you want to see the well of Miriam, go climb up to Tveria and look out into the sea towards sunset, and you'll see a pattern as though there's a sift that the water goes through, and that's the well of Miriam. Moshe sends messengers to the Edomite king, and he asks him permission to pass through the land. Edom goes out with a heavy nation, and Israel has to abort that plan and take a much longer route around through the desert and to enter the land of Israel. They come to a mountain called Hor HaHar. It's taken them 3 months to travel, and that's where Aaron passes away. He's 123 years old. It is the first of the month of Av. Now here maybe we should add a few points which it doesn't say here in this in the Sedra Dorot. We know that when Miriam passed away, they stopped having water. So the Medrash Yelamdenu says that Moshe and Aaron were sitting in mourning. Miriam had just passed away. And they saw a crowd headed their way. And Aaron says to Moshe, Moshe says to Aaron, what do you make of that crowd headed this way? So Aaron says, they are the sons of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They are kind people, the sons of kind people. Moshe says, you think they're coming to comfort us? They're coming to fight with us. They're not. That's not the way a crowd comes when their intent is respectful and kind. Because if their intent were respectful and kind, then the elders would be standing in the front, and then the younger ones, and there'd be an order in the procession. The fact that the mass is approaching, and there's such a balagan, they're not coming for anything good. And the people come, and they start yelling, there's no water! And Aaron and Moshe, who were just sitting to mourn their sister, run to Ohel Moed, and Hashem tells them, what are you mourning the old lady for? My children are thirsty. Go give them water. So Aaron and Moshe are so to speak, being told, the people have an argument, they have a claim. Hashem uses the wording, and I don't know if it's to be taken literally. The Midrash says, Hashem said, my children are dying of thirst. Stop mourning for your old sister and go help them get water. So the Midrash seems to side with the people, even though the people were upset. So that's step one in the Midrash. Step two in the Midrash. So Moshe and Aaron go out to the rock. This week's parasha. And the people start saying to Moshe, what are you looking between the rocks? What difference does it make which rock it is? You know the trick to get water out of any rock. And for 40 years, Moshe was careful because Moshe knew that his future was contingent on whether he treated the people respectfully or not. The Midrash says that Moshe knew that this was going to be his test, whether he'll succeed in respecting them even when they're so disruptive and antagonizing. Will he respect them? And so for 40 years, he held himself, and the Midrash says, but Hashem is smarter, and Hashem knows how to catch even smart people. And so Hashem knew how to push the button, so that at this juncture, Moshe says, you're here to teach me. Shim'una ha-morim. Listen here, teachers. You came here to teach me which rock I should hit. Hashem told me which rock to talk to. And we know the rest is history, right? Moshe hit the rock, and then not much water came out. Moshe hit the rock a second time, and then Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, because of your sin, you're not entering the land of Israel. Says the Midrash. What did Aaron do wrong? The Midrash says, Aaron could have spoken up. Aaron could have said, what did I do? Let me read you the wording of the Midrash.
I think I learned yesterday that Hashem said, talk to Rock, and if the Rock doesn't give you the water, then you can hit it. But the sin of Moshe was that there really wasn't any water in the rock. But if he just talked to the rock, Hashem would have made sure that a lot of water came out, and that would have made Hashem's name great in the eyes of people.
The Midrash says, what did Aaron do wrong? From here, says the Midrash, when you're a partner to someone who does something wrong, then you get taken down with them. And that's why some of the commentaries say that Aaron could have stopped Moshe. You see, when the conversation began, if we go back to the beginning of the story the Midrash told us, Aaron said to Moshe, look at all these kind, good people coming to us. And Moshe says, they're not coming with kind, good intentions. So you see, Aaron could have said something, but he didn't. The Midrash continues, Aaron could have said, I did nothing wrong. But Aaron was silent. And he didn't step forward and present a defense argument. And Moshe will praise Aaron at the end of his life, as the verse says, when Moshe blesses the tribe of Levi, he who says to his father and mother, I haven't seen you. Moshe is referencing Aaron. Because Aaron could have stepped forward and prayed and said, in the merits of our father, Ribon Shalom, forgive me, let me go into the land of Israel. And he did not. Aaron could have stepped forward and said, but my mother is going to enter the land of Israel with her three children deceased. In that merit, let me live, because I didn't actually hit the rock. So the Midrash says Aaron knew he could have made these arguments, and he did not. But the Midrash also gives us an insight that Aaron and Moshe and Miriam, they all pass away, but Yocheved is still alive. The Midrash is saying that Yocheved enters the land of Israel without her children, and that this would have also been a claim Aaron could have made. And the greatness of Aaron is his ability to be silent. Another Midrash says that there are different levels among men. The Midrash says people suffer in their lives. When Eov suffered, he yelled. Book of Eov. When Aaron suffered, he was silent. And when David suffered, he gave praise. The Midrash says different people have different levels of greatness. Now, you see, Eov was a giant. There's a discussion in heaven who's bigger, Eov or Avraham Avinu. Aaron is a giant. And here we see this is one of the hallmark traits of Aaron, his capacity to be quiet. And David HaMelech, the Midrash is telling us, is in this regard great, the greatest. As much as he's hit, the verse says, Odecha Hashem ki anafta bi. I thank you, Hashem, even as you hit me. That's David. You know, we don't understand that. But
for the good, in a sense.
What?
It's like, it was like, comes to the soul, but he was never, even if people raised their hands, sorry.
Yes.
I don't realize why this is such a great thing. Like, it also says, Aaron was silent and both of his, when two of his kids died. But, I mean, like, why would you not have, like, if you have a claim against God, why would you not portray it? And what, like, why is that greater than, you know?
Let's go one step at a time. The Midrash that says Aaron's greatness when he was silent is talking about when he lost his two children. So that's not talking about this juncture. It's talking about when Vaidom Aaron, when Aaron was silent when he lost his two sons. And at that point, what's he supposed to say? Saying, it's done, they're dead. And in this juncture, I'm not certain as to why it was right that Aaron didn't pray. There is a Midrash that says, Yandoim antem bi lakdisheni le'enakahal, being that you didn't, whatever, sanctify me before the nation, lachin lo tavio takal se'el arza shanatati lahim. So the word lachin in ancient Hebrew means I swear, which is a way of saying, don't bother praying about it, because I've taken a vow, you're not entering the land of Israel. So that's the word lachen in Tanakh almost always means a vow. So it could be that's why Aaron didn't pray. Could be. I'm not sure. The Midrash doesn't directly say it, so I'm not sure. We see he was praised for it, so you see he did something right. But we also see that often in life you do have to beg and argue or plead, like Moshe in fact does. Just a second. Yes.
I have the same question.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Why did Miriam merit to enter Israel?
Miriam did not enter Israel.
Then why did she not merit?
It doesn't say, as far as I know, and I think the Torah Tmima in his commentary says that we don't know, that he didn't find the source that addresses it. Some of the commentaries suggest that she wasn't punished. Her time just came.
But Moshe and Aaron's time didn't come?
Correct. Moshe and Aaron's time did not come, but hers did. Yes. Now, there are conflicting sources. Some sources say she was older than Moshe and Aaron. It's not clear whether she was Aaron's older sister or younger sister. There are sources that indicate this way and that way. It would seem she's the older sister. And her time came, yeah. Yes.
Okay, no.